Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? When we talk business, we need to understand the basics. We need to understand the foundation of business. It doesn't really matter what your product or service is. If we understand the basics of how business works, what's important, what makes a business work, we will be on our way to being successful. And the problem is that most CEOs, presidents, and business owners really don't have the foundation. They really don't understand the basics of business. And what's the platform? What's the thing that makes business work? And that's sales. Most CEOs do not speak the language of sales. If I'm talking to a CEO and I start asking questions like, have you looked at the sales report from your salespeople lately? No, we don't do sales reports. Do you understand what your closing ratio is? They have no idea what I'm talking about. Do you understand exactly what it takes? What are the objections? What do people want to talk about? When you get to the end of your presentation, why are they saying no? Do you know what those objections are? No, I don't. So they haven't really made a study of sales. They haven't made a study of how their organization relates to sales, how it fits into what their customer needs are. Without sales, I don't care if you're an internet business, if you're a steel company, if you sell computer software, construction, it doesn't really matter. Sales is the basis for everything. And when you're dealing with salespeople, it's not like dealing with your accountant. When you deal with your CPA, it's a whole different language. They may not even understand sales. They don't understand the motivation of salespeople. They may not understand how sales works in your business. They're just looking at the numbers. Do you understand sales? When your salespeople are talking to you, can you relate to what they're talking about? Have you picked up the phone and made a few cold calls to see what it's like? Are you riding with your salespeople to really understand what they do, how they do it, how they need to improve their operation? Or do you just listen to what they have to say? Are they doing a better job of selling you than selling your customers or clients? All CEOs need to study sales. Now, there are different types of sales. We can sell to customers. We can sell our bank on lending us money. We can go to the library, and if we want to renew our books, we can sell the librarian in a very positive way about how to renew the books that can't be renewed. We need to be logical. We need to be thoughtful. We need to understand. We need to be part of our sales process. Sales is an integral part of your company. Study sales. Understand sales. Be reading about sales. And when you are successful, I am so pleased. Find out why you are successful so we can duplicate it. And then find out why you are not successful and eliminate that from your business. Everyone around you that you're talking to, you're selling something to them. You're selling them an idea. You're selling a conversation. You're selling the prospect of you are the right people to do business with. You're creating an image. Sales is a way of life, and it's the most important way of life if you want to be successful in business. So pick up a few books. Go into my archives. Oh, my goodness. I mean, this is our fourth year of doing the radio show. You'll find lots and lots of articles, lots and lots of five-minute shows on sales that will be helpful to you. Study it, understand it, practice it, and you will see your profits just incredibly increase. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you. Have a good day selling.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.